From Midland, this is a free market moment brought to you by the Mackinac Center for Public Policy.
The city of Detroit recently announced that it would join Philadelphia and other cities in a lawsuit to hold gun manufacturers liable for the costs of violent crime. It's just the latest example of government's abuse of the legal system to raise revenue outside of the democratic process. The firearms industry is only one of a growing number of politically unpopular but legal sectors of the economy being targeted by government officials thirsty for money they cannot raise in taxes. The Clinton administration, for example, is suing tobacco companies to force them to pay billions of dollars for health care costs related to smoking after Congress voted down steep new taxes on cigarettes. This new and undemocratic form of raising taxes threatens every American business. Today it's gun makers and tobacco companies. Tomorrow it may be fast food restaurants or automobile makers that are forced to hand over millions for heart attacks or car accidents. It's an attack on the democratic process when government forces legal businesses to pay for the misuse of their products or their customers' free choices. If lawmakers cannot raise taxes through the legislative process, they should not abuse the legal system to do so. For the Mackinac Center, this is Joseph Lehman.
This has been a free market moment, a public service of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy.